Chapter 12. Mian says, "What do you think of the tale?"
"Of course, then, I had to come out and make a clean breast, and say it did seem to me to, same as it did to Jim, that as long as the tail stopped square in the middle, and never got to no place, it really weren't worth the trouble of telling."
Tom's chin dropped on his breast, and instead of being mad, as I reckoned he'd be, to hear me scoff at his tail that way, he seemed to be only sad, and he says, "Some people can see, and some can't, just as that man said. Let alone a camel, if a cyclone had gone by, you duffers wouldn't they noticed the track." I don't know what he meant by that, and he didn't say. It was just one of his irrelevances. I reckon he was full of them, sometimes, when he was in a close place, and couldn't see no other way out, but I didn't mind. We'd spotted the soft place in that tail sharp enough. He couldn't get away from that little fact. It graveled him like a nation too, I reckon, much as he tried not to let on. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.